Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we take a whole load of information, basically, and distill it down for you so you get the key takeaways fast.
Exactly. And today, it's less about, say, abstract data and more about a plan, a real plan for a real event.
Yeah, we've got this incredibly detailed itinerary. Our mission to explore Crystal's Finger Lakes Bachelorette weekend plan, every stop, every activity.
Right. And we're looking at what this tells us. What sources we have is this minute-by-minute schedule.
So we'll cover the places, the wineries, the fun stuff they've got planned, the food, obviously.
Yeah, the goal is really to understand the flow, the highlights, and maybe kind of the why behind the choices in this pretty carefully planned weekend.
Okay, let's get into it. The big picture. It's Crystal Celebration Weekend set in the Finger Lakes, and home base is this VRBO called the Chalet.
In Hector, New York. 5722 Adams Leidenfrost Road. If you need the specifics, Hector's a great spot, really central for Seneca Lake activities.
And the cost mentioned is $275 per person for the VRBO.
Which, tells you something right away. It's about that shared house experience, staying together.
Definitely. The itinerary doesn't list every single amenity of the chalet, but it does say Finger Lakes chalets are like known for being charming and good for groups.
Yeah, you can picture it. Everyone together, space for games, relaxing. It's setting a certain tone.
The itinerary actually says it's for relaxation, games, and a central hub. So that's the idea.
Exactly. And they even include the VRBO link, which is handy if you're curious. It just shows how important that home base is for this kind of trip.
Okay, let's jump into Friday. Watkins Glen Wonders and Lakeside Delights starts in the late afternoon arrival and then a Seneca Harbor stroll about 4:44 p.m. to 5:45 p.m.
So first up, Watkins Glen. It's only about a, what, 17-minute drive from the chalet in Hector. Pretty convenient.
And the stroll is at the Seneca Harbor Park Pier.
Right at the bottom tip of Seneca Lake. It's a real hub there. Restaurants, boat tours, that kind of thing. A nice, gentle start to the weekend, just walking by the water.
Yeah, ease into it. The itinerary mentions cycle boat tours as an option there too. Sounds fun.
Oh, yeah. It also clarifies a small point. Seems there was some initial confusion about a pier house name, but the focus is just the pier itself for this walk. Good clarification.
Good to know. Okay, after the stroll from 6:00 p.m., it's pre-dinner sips and bites.
Yep, at Driat Wine Plus Cider Bar. That's on North Franklin Street in Watkins Glen.
And the name kind of gives it away, focus on local wine, local cider, small bites.
Exactly. The place is described as having industrial chic decor, handcrafted benches. Sounds like it's got a cool atmosphere.
Yeah, it does. And they seem really focused on local ingredients, seasonal menus.
Which is great. And they mention vegan options too. That's thoughtful planning, making sure everyone's catered for.
Absolutely. The itinerary hints at things like olives, cheese boards, charcuterie. It sounds like a really solid spot to sample the local flavors before the main meal.
It's clearly picked for its quality and local focus. Good start.
Then dinner itself, 7:03 p.m. to 9:00 p.m. at Blue Point Grill.
Which is in the Watkins Glen Harbor Hotel, just down the street.
Okay, so maybe a step up in terms of like formality. It's called a polished hotel restaurant.
Seems like it. Classic American cuisine, vibrant atmosphere, and crucially, scenic lake views. That view adds a lot to a celebratory dinner.
Definitely. And they mention a patio with fire pits, which would be amazing if the weather's good.
Yeah, lovely touch. Menu examples sound pretty standard, but appealing steak, seafood like lobster ravioli, ahi tuna, classic stuff.
And again, a vegan menu is mentioned, though interestingly, the itinerary notes mixed reviews on the quality of those specific options.
That's useful intel. Shows they did their research, maybe. But still, the effort for inclusivity is there.
True. And the wine list features local wineries, plus craft beers, full bar, so plenty of choices.
Seems like the atmosphere and the view are the big selling points, even with that small note about vegan food reviews. Overall, sounds like a good dinner choice.
Okay, after dinner, a very practical stop. 9:15 p.m. to 9:45 p.m.
The Walmart run, essential.
For champagne plus miscellaneous, gotta stock up the chalet.
Absolutely. And they even note the closing time, 11:00 p.m. See? Detail planning, even for the small stuff.
Love it. Then it's back to the chalet from about 9:45 p.m. onwards. Time to unwind. Get ready for Saturday.
Yeah, Friday seems like a really well-paced introduction. Scenic views, local tastes, nice dinner, then back to base. Sets things up nicely.
Right. Now, Saturday, this looks like the main event day. Gorgeous adventures, vineyard vibes, and evening fun.
Kicks off early, 9:00 a.m. to 11:00 a.m., heading back towards Watkins Glen. To the state park.
Watkins Glen State Park, yeah. And they're doing a bachelorette scavenger hunt there.
On the Gorge Trail.
Yeah.
Which is just spectacular. If you haven't been, it's waterfalls, forest, this amazing canyon. You walk behind waterfalls sometimes.
Wow, it mentioned Spiral Tunnel, Rainbow Falls. That sounds incredible.
It is. It's listed as a moderate hike, maybe 1.5, 2 miles, around 800 steps. So, you know, requires decent shoes.
Which the itinerary actually advises, comfortable shoes, because it can be misty and slippery. Smart.
Very smart. And the scavenger hunt part, that's using the Less Roam app, costs $13 per person.
Yeah, join code Crystal0531. It sounds like fun trivia, riddles, photo challenges, even custom trivia about Crystal.
That's the clever part. It turns sightseeing into this active shared game, really focused on the group and the bride, more memorable than just walking, maybe.
Totally. Making memories together, active participation.
After all that fresh air and gorgeousness.
Aha, nice one.
It's back to the chalet. 11:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. Just an hour to freshen up.
Crucial bit of downtime before the afternoon's activities.
Very crucial. Prevents burnout. Then is a longer drive, about 40 minutes up to Geneva.
Okay, different part of the lake area. And the first stop there is lunch, 1.00 p.m. to 2.00 p.m.
At Ironheart Coffee Co. and Eatery, which is actually on the grounds of the winery they're going to next.
Oh, convenient. And the itinerary calls it lunch before copious wine tasting.
Yeah, yes. Kind of lay down a base layer. It's a cafe menu. Apparently gets rave reviews for something called the Big Ass Pretzel.
I'm intrigued. Other options sound good, too. Poutine, brats, pulled pork, salads. Casual stuff.
Yeah. Perfect pre-winery fuel. Mm-hmm. And they have coffees, sodas, plus drinks from the winery and brewery right there.
Smart planning. Okay, so fueled up from 2.00 p.m. to 5.00 p.m., it's tasting time.
At Three Brothers Wineries and Estates.
Mm-hmm.
This place is interesting because it's like multiple venues on one property. Three wineries, a brewery.
Wow. Okay, so lots of variety without having to drive between spots.
Exactly. The itinerary says expansive selection of wines, beers, ciders, even craft sodas. Plus, amazing views and eclectic atmosphere. Sounds like a whole experience.
And they detail the tasting options. Shared pass for two people, single passes, even just tasting at one building, or a non-alcoholic pass.
Lots of flexibility there. Prices range from, what, $15 up to $55 for the shared one? Seems reasonable for a few hours of tasting.
And they strongly advise reservations, especially for a Saturday. Makes sense.
Yeah, places like that get busy. They also note practical stuff.
Yep.
No limos or buses, no outside food, but dogs are okay outdoors. Good details for the group to know.
Very thorough. Okay, 3 hours of tasting. What's next? A change of pace.
Definitely. A 20-minute drive, and then from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., mini golf.
Mini golf. Okay, I like this. At Seneca Lake Resorts, costs $14.
And it's not just any mini golf. It's an 18-hole Finger Lakes-themed course.
Oh, cute. Themes like wine trails, breweries, waterfalls, that ties everything together.
Yeah, sounds really creative. And it apparently just opened in May 2024, so it's brand new. Adds a bit of novelty.
That's a fun, lighthearted break between the wineries and dinner. Good call.
Keeps the energy up. Bit of friendly competition. Then another drive, about 26 minutes back towards Hector.
For dinner. 8.00 p.m. to 9.3 p.m. at the Boar's Nest 414.
And this sounds like a total vibe shift from Friday's dinner. Amazing Texas-style smoked BBQ.
Oh, wow. Laid-back atmosphere, good times, and good music. Sounds fun.
Yeah, the menu examples back that up. Loaded nachos, poppers, curds, the mains, like the mac and cheese variations, burgers, pulled pork.
And they still have a vegan option, noted pulled jackfruit. Consistent attention to that.
Impressive. So a really casual, probably lively dinner spot. And then the best part.
It's super close to the chalet.
Like a 2-minute drive, maybe even walkable, depending on exactly where the chalet is.
Perfect. So 9:30 p.m. onwards, back at the chalet for shenanigans and relaxation.
The itinerary gets playful here. Mm. Suggests relaxing games, power hour. Even lake skinny dipping is thrown in as an option.
Uh-huh. Adds a bit of cheeky fun to the plan. So Saturday is definitely the high energy day. Lots packed in, but it flows well.
It really does. Mix of adventure, indulgence, and fun. Nicely balanced.
Okay, Sunday, departure day. Check out from the chalet between 10:00 a.m. and 12:00 p.m.
And then a longer drive, about an hour and 45 minutes to Rochester.
So the weekend ends in a different city, adds another flavor.
Mm-hmm. And the main event in Rochester is brunch. 12:01 p.m. to 2:15 p.m. at Roan Cafe.
On Park Ave. Described as cozy, great atmosphere, phenomenal food, excellent service. Sounds promising for a final meal together.
Definitely. And check this out. Sunday mimosa specials, $20 carafes, $3 individual mimosas.
Nice. That keeps the celebration going right till the end.
For sure. Brunch food sounds great, too. Breakfast pizzas, omelets, steak and eggs, quiche, French toast.
Yeah.
Even a tofu scramble. broad appeal.
Outdoor patio seating mentioned, too. Sounds like a lovely spot for a farewell brunch.
You agreed. A relaxed final gathering. After brunch, there's a window, 2:30 p.m. to 4:00 p.m., for what the itinerary calls pussyfooting about Rochester.
Uh-huh. Love that name. And they give three options for this exploring time.
Right, catering to different interests. Option one, the George Eastman Museum, history of photography, film, his mansion.
Option three, Highland Park and the Lamberton Conservatory. Botanical gardens, basically.
And option three, the High Falls Historic District, a 96-foot waterfall right downtown. Accessible views.
Those are three really good, distinct choices. Something for everyone, whether you're into history, nature, or just seeing a cool landmark.
Exactly. And again, practical details are included. Opening hours, admission info, and a note that the Rochester Public Market isn't open Sundays. Managing expectations.
Very thorough planning, right down to the last afternoon.
It really is. Then the final step. 4:00 p.m. to 4:00 p.m., head to the Rochester Airport ROC, return the car, get ready for flights.
And that wraps up Crystal's Bachelorette weekend. Wow.
Quite the journey, wasn't it? The level of detail, the mix of activities, the pacing. It's really quite something, a solid blueprint.
Absolutely. So now you've got this really clear picture, this deep dive into how this specific celebration was structured, from the big picture down to, well, the Walmart run.
Yeah, you understand the flow, the key moments, the vibe they were going for.
Which leads us to a final thought for you, listening in. Looking at this whole plan, this meticulously crafted weekend, what parts really jump out to you?
What feels particularly smart or effective for creating that celebratory feel? Maybe think about the balance they struck, activity versus downtime.
Or how they use local flavor, you know, the wineries, the themed mini golf. Nah. Does it spark any ideas for maybe your own future trips or celebrations?
Yeah, what planning principles could you borrow? Something to mull over.
Definitely food for thought. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into a weekend well planned.
Until next time.